Earth and Sky.
My impression, talking to other leaders in science and technology from around the world, and I've talked now to the science ministers or the science advisors to heads of state of more than 15 different countries, is that people are aware that science is back in terms of emphasis in our government in the United States and in our readiness to work with other countries cooperating on science and technology to address these big challenges.
You are listening to John Holdren, advisor on science and technology to U.S. President Obama, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Holdren spoke about the role of U.S. science in responding to climate change, and he gave his thoughts on unscientific American views on climate with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
A couple of real basic questions here, and following up about the United States, some have described America as unscientific, and I believe that there was reference to a book that you're reading right now about unscientific America, especially on climate change. What is your response to this?
Well, first of all, some of the things that people have said about inadequate emphasis on the scientific side in U.S. political life were things that were said and written in the preceding 8 years. Before President Obama and his administration came to power in the United States. I think that the Obama administration has a very good record on science in government. The president made very clear in his campaign and then in his inauguration speech and subsequently that science was back in its rightful place in his administration. You can see that in the appointments he's made, in the budgets he's advanced, in the initiatives he's launched, not just about science, but on science, technology, engineering, and math education, new initiatives in that domain. My impression, talking to other leaders in science and technology from around the world, and I've talked now to the science ministers or the science advisors to heads of state of more than 15 different countries, is that people are aware that science is back in terms of emphasis in our government in the United States and in our readiness to work with other countries cooperating on science and technology to address these big challenges.
And notice you had something up there about China as well and their scientists working on this problem, recognizing the extent. What do you see as the biggest role? Now, earlier you talked about causes, about present examples of climate change that are happening now, about adaptation. What do you see as the biggest role for science in dealing and responding to climate change?
Well, science obviously has had a major role in understanding what's happening and understanding how much we need to do in order to address it. But the biggest contribution of science and of technology going forward and of innovation going forward is going to be in crafting solutions that address the climate change challenge and simultaneously address other challenges we care about: oil dependence, air pollution, jobs, clean energy. I mean, one of the reasons I'm optimistic about our ability to meet this challenge is we can get a lot of good things done simultaneously with many of the steps that we need to take. And that's a message the president's been emphasizing, I've been emphasizing, the Secretary of Energy has been emphasizing at this meeting and elsewhere. This is not a zero-sum game where we have to choose between addressing climate change, addressing our energy challenges, addressing our economic challenges. We can address them all together with sensible policies that move us in the right direction on all of those fronts.
Dr. Holdren, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Dr. John Holdren, President Barack Obama's advisor on science and technology. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.